These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Hello and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I am Daniel Wolf, and hey, I haven't done a show entirely devoted to brand new music, that is, music released within the last 3 months or so, and I have a show entirely made up of new music for you today. And almost all of the tracks, not quite, but almost all of them will actually be Canadian. So we will begin with the Toronto-based horn player and vocalist Bria Skonberg, who has been on this program many times since her debut sort of 7, 8, 9 years ago, I think it was. We are going to go to an album Bria has recently released called Indigo, and listen to a track entitled So It Goes, not And So It Goes, I had to check, which is a song made famous by Billy Joel and covered by artists like Carol Wellsman. This appears to be a different tune entirely. Bria Skonberg.
In our first June, you gave me your love me. Then August, you'll love me not. What a fool to believe you'd finally changed. I guess a leopard never changes its spots. Thank you. once again. The fireflies that once were bright have lost their spark. All is dark for you and I, but I won't cry one more time. I won't hide behind more bitter tears, wasting my years. Our story ends. Will we be friends? Who knows, darling, so
Bria Skånberg and So It Goes from her new album Indigo. Let's go to one of the great Canadian vocalists, who is Molly Johnson. Molly Johnson is the sister of the actor Clark Johnson. Clark has spent most of his time in the U.S. He was the star of a star of Homicide: Life on the Streets back in the 90s. Molly, however, who was born in Toronto of an American mother and a Trinidadian father, has pretty much spent her career in Canada. She started as a pop singer with a number of bands in the Toronto area, and then has gradually switched over to jazz. She's been really a jazz artist, really, for most of the last 30 years. And she, too, now at the age of 67, which is a great age to be doing stuff, that happens to be my age as well, although I don't actually have any jazz records or any records of any kind. You wouldn't want to hear me singing, believe me. Molly, however, you do want to hear singing, so let's go to her brand new album called Talk to Me. Here she is with Still Believe in Love.
She left with all of her clothes and all. She walked with all my CDs. She was too small to take the big screen, so she took all my DVDs. I swear the woman went crazy, oh, cussing and yelling at me. I tell you, nothing's gonna break me as long as I still believe. She called me all kinds of names and all. She cussed me right where I stood. She said she no longer loves me. She called me trifling and no good. I didn't There wasn't nothing to say. If it's not written in the stars, girl, I won't. I still believe in love.
Molly Johnson and Still Believe in Love, and that is from Molly's brand new album, Talk to Me. Now, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, the great Sturmandrang German author, playwright, poet of the late 18th century, came up with an interesting phrase to describe the sorts of things that parents should do for children, particularly that they should give children roots and wings. Roots for some kind of grounding, some core sense of belonging. Wings for independence and a free spirit. And that phrase, roots and wings, has been used in many different contexts, including musical ones. CBC Radio used to have a kind of folk-themed music show back in the 70s and 80s called Roots and Wings. And the most recent version of Roots and Wings comes from a double album project from the all-female Canadian jazz supergroup, the Ostera Project. The Ostera Project released their first album in 2022 to rave reviews. It is led by the bassist Jody Prosnick and by the Vancouver-based pianist Amanda Tosoff. And they've just released a new album called Roots a few weeks back, and it is the first part of a two-part issue. The second one will be called Wings, and that, I believe, is coming later this year. So we're going to hear from the Ostera Project and from the album Roots. The Ostera Project membership on this album includes, in addition to Amanda and Jody, includes Allison Au on sax, Rachel Tarian on trumpet, Shruti Ramani on vocals, and Valerie Lacombe on drums. And the album has a number of other guest stars as well, but that is the core membership. So let us hear from the Ostera Project's album, Roots. Here is Raven Haven.
Thank you.
That was the Ostara Project and Raven Haven from their album Roots that came out, I think, very late 2025 or early 2026, and we await the follow-up Wings. I thought that might be out by now, so I did some checking, but I can't actually see it available yet, but I hope to have that one on and on a subsequent show. Now, let's finish up the first half of today's Dark Glasses with the Ottawa pianist Peter Hum. Peter Hum has been around for a long time. He's been a sideman for many years, and he's released 4 albums as a leader, including one that literally just came out about 3 or 4 weeks ago. That album is called Steps to Redemption, and it features a very trans-Canadian and international cast, including David Smith on trumpet. He's from Brooklyn. Kenji Omai on tenor sax from Halifax. And Ted Quinlan on guitar from Toronto. Alex Walkington on bass. He's from Montreal. And Ted Warren on percussion, who is from Guelph. So this sextet just released their album in mid-June. We are going to close out the first half with a track from Steps to Redemption, named for the infamous World War I spy, Mata Hari. After that, we'll take our break for some PSAs and be back after that with more Dark Glasses on CFRC.
Thank you. Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. Today is a show devoted to all new or relatively new within the last 3 or 4 months music, and most of it Canadian. So far, we have heard from the Ostara Project, we have heard from Molly Johnson, we've heard from Bria Skonberg, and we closed off the first half of the show with Peter Hum, the Ottawa-based pianist. We're going to stay in Ottawa for another pianist and composer, and that is the Carleton University music professor James McGowan and his ensemble. James McGowan is quite a prolific recorder in both the classical and jazz genres. He's had a number of albums that were very much themes, and the latest one, called Threads of Fate, is no exception. It came out just a few weeks ago, and it involves his 14-piece ensemble combining horns, strings, and rhythm section. And it's part of a it's a theme album again, which is kind of, it's kind of a jazz rock fusion with some classical thrown in. So it's really kind of interesting. But it is on the theme of the ancient Greek goddesses, the three fates. And it debuted at the National Theater Center earlier this year. And you'd consider it kind of a dramatic storytelling. And there's 18 tracks on the album, including recitation. So really, really neat, interesting album. And something Greek seems appropriate this week, given that Christopher Nolan's epic version of Homer's Odyssey has just opened at local theaters. I'm planning to take that in this coming weekend. But let's hear James McGowan's ensemble and their Threads of Fate album. The track we will play is called Goddesses of Fate. Thank you. That was the James McGowan Ensemble with their new album, Threads of Fate. The track was Goddesses of Fate. We will go now to Alexi Martin, who has been around as a percussionist since the early 2000s. He's in his mid-40s. He collaborates a lot with the Quebecois pianist Viviane Audet. But this is an album he's just brought out called L'Épaule Volume 1. I assume there's a Volume 2 coming along shortly. Here from that album is Alexi Martin, who is a percussionist as well as a composer. And the track, which seems highly inappropriate for the hot weather we're having right now in July, is called Novembre. Alexi Martin. Thank you. Alexis Merton and Novembre from his new album entitled L'Épaule, Volume 1. Now, I did say this show was going to be almost entirely Canadian, but we will go elsewhere for our next couple of acts, beginning with the Tara Clerken Trio from Bristol, England. That is the remnants of what used to be called the Tara Clerken Band, which was an eight-piece group, but Tara has stripped down her members down to herself as vocalist, Sonny Joe Paradisos on percussion, and Patrick Benjamin on keyboards. They've just released their second album. They are an interesting mix of jazz, rock, and a little bit of hip-hop thrown in. The new album is called Somewhere Good. From that, here is the Tara Clerken Trio with Silently.
Thank you.
From Bristol, England, the Tara Clerken Trio and Silently. We'll close out with the Italian trumpeter and composer Flavio Zanottini, who is somebody who has played widely in both Italy and Germany. He lived in Essen in Germany for a while, has his musical education from the University of Trieste, and he's just released a new album which seems highly appropriate to our current somewhat troubled political times. It is called Requiem for Democracy. Here's Flavio Zanottini and Introito.
Thank you.
That was Flavio Zanettini and Introito from his new album, Requiem for Democracy. That'll do it for today's episode of Dark Glasses on CFRC. This was all new or relatively new music today, primarily Canadian, except for our last two acts, Tara Clarkin and Flavio Zanettini. We heard from Bria Skonberg, Molly Johnson, The Ostera Project, Peter Hum, the James McGowan Ensemble, Alexis Martin, and, of course, our two international artists just now. I'll be back with more music next week, same time on CFRC. I'm Daniel Wolf. Still pretty hot out, so keep cool and stay safe.
Don't you blame the guy in shades, or no?
The guy in shades, the guy in shades, or no?
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades, or no?
We can't believe it.
If you've got it made with the guy in shades, or no?
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca.